We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Welcome back, folks. I was going to talk about a couple of other things, but I wanted to revisit this because I seem to have touched a chord in a positive way, actually, as it relates to this wind mitigation survey. So I talked about how I had one done, and I received a credit or a reduction in premium of $2,586, and I've received a number of texts from folks like this one. I received $4,100 reduction as a result of wind mitigation. Survey cost $350, and USSA seems to give the biggest reduction. Now, the texter says the wind mitigation survey is the biggest secret in town. I saved $1,800 on my North Kenner home. Another texter says, every person I have suggested to get this has had at least a $1,500 credit on their premium off their homeowner's insurance. It seems that the going price is anywhere from $300 to $400 is what most people are saying. I just talked to... I just looked at the guy that did mine was $300. It was easy. I mean, they do all the work. You just show them around, quite frankly. They're crawling in the attic and things of that nature, looking for a certain kind of clip, the way that your roof is attached to the stringers and stuff like that. And they're looking at all and a bunch of other different aspects of the house, and kind of the reason I had done it is that I have a friend who's actually in the business, and others were telling me about all of these discounts they were getting. I was like, wow, I said, you know, there's not a chance to do the fortified roof the way that my house is constructed. Would be really difficult for me to accomplish that. And, you know, and so I decided, well, give it a shot. Let's see. I'm up for renewal in about 30 days and submitted it a couple weeks ago and just got the renewal back. And I was shocked. I was excited. I mean, because the numbers as it relates to the homeowners policies have been off the rails. You know, and I happen to be with Citizens, which is the state plan. So, you know, it was a pleasant surprise. Folks are asking, how new is your roof? My roof is was put on right after Ida. So what is that, 2 years, 3 years now? So that's how old my roof is. But, you know, obviously, it didn't seem to move the premium much in the first place. I actually changed policies almost every year for the last 3 years, trying to get a reduced amount of premium because my policy was very, very expensive and more than I cared to pay. It was double what I was paying basically 6 years ago. Double. And, you know, so and it was actually more than that 3 years ago. It was like double plus $3,000. So, I mean, it was a lot of money. And so it was just a pleasant surprise. Just got another text here. USAA, $2,100 with fortified roof and wind inspection. Newell, could you tell me what the average cost is to the homeowner for remediation on the roof? I don't know the answer to that question. I've not had to go through that situation. So, and in fact, while we were talking about this with the governor, I actually got a text from the insurance commissioner, and he said, "I was listening to the show. Great to hear about your wind mitigation discount. Please keep messaging. Many homes can benefit. We take it up at every Louisiana Department of Insurance event, but we still are amazed by how few people, how amazed that people are unaware of it." And that's why I decided to go back to this. And you know, it's just I was surprised. A lot of people I know and trust were telling me that they had it done and they were getting these discounts. And I'm like, you know, I'm like one of those folks. If you want a stock to like go into the toilet and you want to bet on the short, right? You want me to invest in a stock because that's where it's going. It will go straight down. I promise you. That's my experience. So I'm kind of one of those, you know. And when it comes to these type of situations where you're going to get a discount or whatever, I'm the glasses is half empty guy, right? I don't believe it until I see it. Well, I saw it, and hopefully I'm not saying anything right now on the show that they're going to take it away from me. But it's there. It's for real. The renewal is there, and it's clear as can be the discount that's being offered as a result of the wind mitigation survey. So, obviously this is not getting around. It's not incredibly expensive. And it looks like many people, are receiving, the benefit of same. I received an additional $800 off if you make plywood window covers that the adjuster can take pictures. Please note, I was an 80% rebuild because of Ida, so I received extra off because of major upgrades. So, you know, it's nice, and I thought it was worthwhile to revisit this issue, and it seems as though the word's not getting around on this, and you may want to take advantage of it. It's not a huge investment to speak of, and it looks like there's a pretty good rate of folks that are able to get that discount. So, you know, we talked to some experts a couple of times over the past several days, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland, who I have watched and followed his writings for a number of years and don't always agree with him, but I like his approach. I like what he has to say about a lot of what's going on, not only in the Middle East, but obviously with the Russian-Ukrainian war. And a lot of what was messaged as a result of the meeting in Alaska between Putin and Trump, and a lot of what was messaged on Monday with the meeting with a number of government leaders from Europe and NATO. And it seems as though we don't have anything close to a meeting of the minds. And I hope that I'm wrong and that this ultimately works out. And I hope that the Trump administration is able to move the ball down the field, so to speak. But it's obvious, based on what Russian officials are saying now and the messaging that they're putting out there, that as of today, we just don't have a meeting of the minds. In fact, one of the Russian officials said that the brainless Gallic rooster can't let go of the idea of sending troops to Ukraine. He's talking about President Macron in France. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, in an apparent reference to President Macron, it's been explicitly stated, no NATO troops as peacekeepers. Russia won't accept such a security guarantee, but the hoarse, pathetic bird continues to crow to prove it's king of the coop. And then the Russian foreign minister yesterday, Sergei Lavrov, said that this part of Trump's peace effort, downplaying expectations for a swift bilateral meeting with the Ukrainian president and further blocking the prospects for any deal on security guarantees for Ukraine. He said Russia would only agree to measures if it actually had effective veto over future efforts to defend Kyiv. I mean, if that's in fact the case, the security guarantees are because of you, Sergei. and the Russians. Why would we, anybody, think that they're going to buy off on your ability to veto whatever Article 5 security measures that you want to put in place as a result of NATO? And if you have the additional demand that no NATO troops sit inside of Ukraine. That's BS. I mean, we're not going to get anywhere fast. And it seems as though what was talked about in the previous meeting back in 2022 in Istanbul to what was the demands that looked like may have been made in Alaska, they hadn't changed. And Russia's not giving up anything. And it's becoming evident to me that they're going to continue playing this mind game, buying time, meanwhile going on the offensive, meanwhile sending more troops to Ukraine, and meanwhile trying to grab more territory in the hopes of maybe delay, see what's going to happen, testing the waters to see how serious this may be. In fact, I think early this morning, jets were scrambled in a number of countries in dealing with Russian incursion in the airspace over their countries. I wasn't able to follow up with it because it happened. I saw it right before I was coming on air. But this is not good. Now, allegedly, the Trump administration and Russian officials continue to meet. They're continuing to talk. I don't know what progress they're making because they're not reporting out. In fact, they have kind of put a lid on what they're willing to reveal to the public. I get it. I'm not criticizing that. I understand you can't negotiate this in the media by any stretch of the imagination. So I just wanted to touch on that. Again, I'm getting a lot of texts about this wind mitigation. Who do I contact? They have a bunch of wind mitigation survey companies out there to provide this service. And I am prohibited from mentioning that everybody wants me to mention the company that I used. I can't do that under the FCC rules, so I cannot do that. So I just want to make you aware of that. I'm not trying to be coy or anything. How do you get a wind survey? You call one of these companies. What exactly did the wind mitigation entail? It's an inspection process that's done by the company. They got into my attic. The way that my attic is set up, there's like four different areas, and they were in there looking and checking for these clips and the type of decking that you have and a number of other things, external and internal inspection looking. They know, I'm assuming they know exactly what they're looking for and what is required by the insurance companies with this wind mitigation survey. Newell, not only fortified roof discount, but if you use Class 4 high-impact shingles, you get a hail discount as well. I did it before the eligibility date. Still worth it. Class 4 shingles cost more. Not a fortified roof requirement from Mike in Abita Springs. And the wind mitigation guys they're really valuable too about information. You know, I got a chance to talk to the gentleman that did mine, and you know, they understand this, I guess, the psyche, so to speak, of the insurance company, because they're dealing with them, and you know, they've had an experience of a multitude of surveys as to what value the different insurance companies associate with a wind mitigation survey. But again, in case you're just joining us, you know, we talked about this with Governor Jeff Landry. We were talking about the fortified roof program. We were talking about a number of issues. And Tim Temple, the head of the insurance department, texted me and just said, please keep messaging this, because many homes can benefit. They have it on, they talk about it at every Louisiana Department of Insurance event, but they're still amazed how many people are unaware that this is available. And, you know, so it's worth your while, you know, obviously to do it. And if he's saying that, you know, that a lot of people can benefit from this, and it seems as though the cost is not prohibitive in nature, you might just want to take advantage of it. And I think a lot of policies, kind of like mine, you know, come up for renewal after the hurricane season. And if they do, you really want to get on it now, right? Outside of that 30-day window for renewal and get it in and get them to forward it to the insurance company. That's what my insurance agent did. And for the same reason, I can't tell you who my insurance agent is, because I'm sure I'll get texts about that as well. But you really want to look into it. You want to take advantage of it. And because we need it. We need, you know, everybody needs a little help right now. And if it's if you're able to do so, take advantage of it. All right, we got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we're going to talk to the president and CEO of Manning Family Children's Hospital. And, you know, that's a beautiful place. They just do incredible work. I don't know about you, but, you know, any commercial that's got a child that's in need, I guess I'm a softie. I mean, I immediately get a tear in my eye. I can't help it. I mean, that's just how it is. And the incredible work that they do there. And he embarked on this journey to do the Leadville Trail 100 run for their kids, you know, at Children's Hospital. So we'll talk with Lou Fragoso. And in the noon hour, we're going to visit with Rafael Guarnacci. We're going to take a little bit of a different approach. We're going to have an open discussion about this timeline of events of a number of things about what Mayor LaToya Cantrell involved herself in. And I think you'll enjoy this discussion as well. And Rafi has taken the time to put together a timeline as well of these activities. So we'll work our way through that too. So stay with us. This is Newell on Deck.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
WWL. All right, folks, we're trying to connect up with Lou Fragoso, president and CEO of Manning Families Children. He just completed this past weekend the Leadville Trail 100 run. If you've never been to Leadville, it's a town that you got to visit. It is think that the city of the highest elevation in the United States, 10,119 feet. We were there a couple of years ago, We went to see it. We had heard about it. We drove up there. An incredible, beautiful drive. But this town, it is so high. You're really above the tree level almost. And it's an old silver town, which is really interesting. And we parked, I guess, about two blocks away from a Mexican restaurant that we were going to go and dine at. And the food was absolutely incredible. But in that two-block walk, I mean, you felt like this almost pain in your chest. It was really hard to breathe. You had to get used to, you know, being at that altitude. Very interesting town. There's a clothing store there. I can't remember the name of it, that you can only visit it, and it's, you know, this heavy weather kind of clothing store, if you have an appointment. So you have to make an appointment to actually go into the store to buy something. But they have this this kind of marathon or whatever. I'm not sure how they refer to it. And Lou participated in it. And, you know, he, on behalf of the kids, 100 miles is this event for 100 kids. And one mission. And he had tried a couple of other times and was not able to complete it. And this time he was successful. And so I guess we're still having difficulty getting a hold of Lou. So let's do this. Let's go to a break and we'll try to get him and we'll be right back.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Lou Fragoso, president and CEO of Manning Family Children's Hospital. We found him. He was devouring carbohydrates, still trying to recover from the 100-mile race that took 29 hours, 12 minutes, and 6 seconds. Lou, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Newell. What a pleasure to be on here. Thanks for having me.
What an accomplishment. I was just describing to folks while we were trying to connect up with you, Leadville, the fact that it's at 10,119 feet. It's hard to breathe up there, but you went even higher.
We did. Like you said, Leadville is the highest incorporated town in North America at 10,200 feet, and the race takes you from 10,200 all the way up to 12,600. So 100 miles over the Rockies, and all to honor our kids.
The inspiration of the kids, you had tried twice before. I got to imagine that made all the difference.
It made all the difference, Newell. People have asked me, like, you know, how did you do it? And I said, you needed two things. I said, one, you need the discipline to get your body prepared for something like that, just to be at the start line. But that only takes you 40 miles. The other 60 miles is all 100% commitment to our purpose, to our kids. I had every one of their names, their stories, to keep me just focused on what we were doing. This was about telling their story, and it wasn't the 50 miles, 50 kids, one mission. It was 100 miles, 100 kids, one mission, and we were going to finish what we started. We were going to honor their story, and they took me. Our kids, our community, the support of all of it, that is what took me across 100 miles. I couldn't have done it without the support and the absolute 100% commitment to our purpose, which was our kids, and they were with me. No, I could tell you at one point, I would think I was at mile 58, the hardest part of the race, when I got to the top of Hope Pass, and I was struggling to make the time cutoff. And I just felt our kids with me. And when I got to the top of that last mountain, there was a rainbow that appeared over the top. And I stopped and I got emotional. And I said, I knew the kids were with me. And we were going to get this thing done.
Now, you carried with you, I think, a synopsis or something of each child's story for each mile of the race, correct?
That is absolutely correct, sir. They were with me the whole time.
And I'm sure in preparation of the race that you reviewed each one, and you probably had it almost down to memory as you were advancing through each and every mile of the 100 miles, just remembering each and every single kid, child.
I did. You know, and I knew, and I know quite a few of them personally. And when I started up, that the middle section is the hardest, this mile, you know, essentially 38 to 62, because you're covering, you're going up to close to 13,000 feet. And that was, you know, mile 40 was Walker Beery. And he was one of our patients here who battled brain cancer and lost his battle with brain cancer, but his memory will never leave us. And that was his mile. And that started the climb. And I had that deep in my memory. When I got to the top of Hope Pass, there was another one of our cancer warriors, Emmett, who did beat his battle with cancer and rang the bell. And just the stories go on. When I got down to the middle the turnaround section, it was Speedy, one of our kids that have suffered trauma. And it's just, life is an inspiration to all other kids. And he doesn't have use of his legs anymore, but he's thriving and not surviving, in his words. And then, you know, it's just, every mile had a purpose that carried me through each one of those. And when it got, and the body completely failed, and no, I'll tell you, at altitude, your body just fails and you stop, you start having stomach issues. I threw up from mile 38 to 62, lost 15 pounds in that period, but we weren't, wow, we weren't going to stop. We were getting this done for our kids. And there was, and when I tell you there's divine intervention, and I know the kids were with me, that is what got me through that. There's no other explanation for it than the support of this community, the commitment to our purpose and our mission. And I knew every one of those kids was with me. And when I got to mile 99 and Brian Morello was there, our spina bifida patient, he was so fired up. I mean, there's no way I wasn't getting to Brian, who was representing all 100 of our kids there and getting it across the finish line. So he was my last pacer, and it was just absolutely a joy to represent our kids, our city, our community, and to have all of your guys support. Newell, you were one of those people. You were right there supporting. You were an early supporter in all this, so I just can't thank you and your listeners enough for supporting our mission here and supporting our kids.
Lou, I was just telling the story. You know, when it comes to kids and I hear the stories, I'm a softie. I'm actually got tears in my eyes right now just thinking about it. And that's probably the worst thing that you could do is give up tears, you know, in the midst, yeah, of that, in the midst of that race. I just don't know how you're able to hold it together, because I wouldn't have been able to. But I just got to imagine that last mile with Brian, and he's wheelchair bound, and he's really dedicated himself, I think, to engaging in sporting activities as well, right?
He has. And you know, the Brian is an amazing story, and it just gives you a sense of how strong and powerful our kids are and their absolute fight. Here's a kid who's 15 years old. He's had more surgeries than birthdays. He was born with a spinal cord sticking out his back, no use of his legs, and he has every reason not to push, not to continue. He's got every excuse that he could possibly have, and he's none of it. He has no excuses. He pushes. He overcomes. And 2 years ago, I think you know the story, you know, he wanted to get into wheelchair racing, and I said, well, look, Brian, I'll do a 10K with you. You want to do the Crescent City Classic? And it was his first one. He crossed the finish line in just over an hour. This year he crossed the finish line in 45 minutes, beating 96% of the people that were there. And when he learned that I was doing this, he said, Mr. Lou, you helped me cross the finish line for my first 10K. He goes, I'm going to fly out there, and I'm going to help you cross the finish line for your first 100-mile race. We're bringing this home together.
Wow.
And that's what he did. He is an inspiration to every child and to all of us, and it's why we do what we do here, for every child, every time. And I'm just so proud of the work that we do here and the community that supports it, because we can't do any of it without the support of the community. And I was proud to go out there and suffer. You know, when when you're suffering for a purpose, that purpose is transformed, that transforms your suffering into meaning. And
no, absolutely,
you know,
no doubt.
So
incredible congratulations to you and obviously all of the kids that served as an inspiration. They're fighting the battle each and every day. Those that are still able to do so. I wanted to comment real quick with the new relationship that you have with the Manning family. I may be one of the biggest Archie Manning fans that ever lived. I think he's just a testament to what a gentleman is all about. Great job with the new advertising campaign. Just love it.
Yeah.
And I hope that it brings a lot of success to help in that endeavor of your mission each and every day and helping kids in our community.
Yeah. I mean, Archie has been, I think you said it perfectly. What a kind soul. He is truly a gentleman. The Manning support has been absolutely tremendous. They've been engaged. We text almost every day. He's been at this hospital multiple times. I mean, when I tell you that he's 100% in, he's 100% in. And I'll give you just a little backstory on how it all happened. And it'll just warm your heart because it just tells you the kind of person that Archie is and the family and the boys. But he called me when we started all of this. And he said, "Look, I just got to tell you, I am so impressed with what you guys are doing and how you guys are supporting our community and helping our kids." And he goes, "I just want to know if there's any way I can help." And so that started the conversation. And then he said to me, the day he called me, it was so sweet. He said, "Lou, today is my 54th wedding anniversary. And 1 week from today will be 54 years since I was drafted by the New Orleans Saints. Because this has been my community, and I am in the fourth quarter of my life, and I want my legacy to be giving back to this community. So what can I do to help?" And that tells you everything you need to know about Archie.
No, absolutely. His story is a great story, and obviously, you know, with all of his kids and the successes that they've had and the fact that they're still and have that strong desire to give back to our community is a testament. Like I said, he's a true gentleman in so many different ways. And, I'd see him every now and again at a restaurant, and he would make it his business to leave his table and come and tell me hello and thank me for the job that I did while I was sheriff or otherwise. And, you know, wanted to know, you know, if everything was okay, how was it going, if there was some controversy going on or whatever. Always appreciated that,
Such a sweet man.
Yeah. And so happy that y'all have this new collaboration, and I know that it's going to be very, very successful. Lou, congratulations to you. Let me ask you this one last question.
Yeah.
Have you recovered yet?
No.
Truthfully.
No, I told you, I lost 15 pounds. Recovery would be certainly a couple weeks. Right now, I am focused on just on recovering, but I got back to the hospital right away so we can make sure. I wanted to see our families. I wanted to see our team members because they had given me so much support. But yeah, I'm in the stages of recovery, but a couple more weeks and I'll be just fine.
And you were able to, through this endeavor, raised more than $250,000 for the mission.
We did.
At Children's Hospital. That's incredible. That's absolutely
incredible.
It was.
You know, our goal, Newell, was $100,000, and it, again, just shows you how our community shows up. I think we were over $260,000.
That is absolutely incredible. Congratulations to you, your entire team, and the whole organization. Proud to be a part of it.
Thank you so much, Newell, and thank you again so much for your support and all your listeners. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou. Best of luck and plenty of food to eat. If you need some company, I'm happy to join you.
Lou Fragoso.
president and CEO of the Manning Family Children's Hospital. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.